Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 17th of July, recording at 8:34 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets pretty much soft across the boards. Now, no big sell-offs in here today. And Wall Street has tried to rally. It's been in the plus column more often than not, but is down a little bit as I speak right now. And moving on to government bonds, they've been steady recently, some selling pressure evident in here today, although nothing heavy. And in currencies, this is interesting. The dollar is quite strong here again today. It was strong on Friday, as you know. It had been really sort of fairly firm prior to that. But we've had it push up to a new recovery high for the last few months in here against the yen up to 117.21. So the carry trade is not dead yet, although it's been pronounced so many many times. And that dollar strength has really knocked the precious metals in here today, which it must be said it had a pretty good run on the upside, and we're getting within sight of the May highs. But gold is down $23 as I speak, and silver has fallen even further, back under $11, having been up at I think 10.75. I beg your pardon, 11.75 earlier today. So back under $11, I said. And oil has been quite weak in here today. But to put that in perspective, it's come back to the top of the previous range, your 75.21. And natural gas, despite that weekly key that we saw yesterday, last week, weekly upside key, that's fallen back in here fairly sharply today. So a lot of those markets that have been quite strong, also some of the industrial metals getting a little bit of profit taking, but nickel not among them, actually closed up $150 at 25,750, but well off the high. It had soared up to 26,900 earlier on. So it's been some major demand in those industrial metals recently, but again, these markets seem off the off are definitely off the boil in here today. Okay, where are we? What's going on here? Well, first, as far as stock markets are concerned, a little bit of review, and particularly for the benefit of new subscribers, the pattern for this cycle in terms of this medium-term correction in global stock markets is as described at the chart seminar, and let me describe it first. It's the type 2 from the chart seminar, which is defined as an extreme reaction against the prevailing trend. In other words, the market falls, or markets fall faster and further than people had seen any time recently, which is very frightening. And that pattern almost invariably gets some right-hand extension. So, in other words, we had that very sharp drop from the May highs down to the June lows, and then we saw a rebound commence in June, which retraced anything from a fifth to three quarters. Or even more of the sell-off, although most markets were somewhere in between in the 40-50% retracement category before they ran into pressure once again. Now, a lot of people will attribute that selling pressure to events in the Middle East, and while one can't say that that hasn't been an influence, it obviously has been an influence. I think some of the deterioration was already beginning to show up, or markets had lost upward momentum within that rally. And so this is very much the sort of pattern that one would expect with a type 2 top and during a medium-term correction. And really, having seen markets ease back down, I think it's really, well, we could say first, technically, from the chart standpoint, that to offset to offset the current outlook for sideways to somewhat lower ranging, we would need to see closes above the highs that occurred, well, they occurred mostly last week. And those little rally highs, in other words. And something that I had also mentioned, oh, I can't remember, but it would have been a week or so ago, I'd said that what we would need to see to feel that stock markets were sort of emerging from the woods of this correction, if you will, was that they would need to pull back and demonstrate that they could find support near or above those June reaction lows. Now, obviously, if they're unable to do that and they take out the June reaction lows in numbers, then the bears will be emboldened once again and people will turn more nervous and we'll see some additional selling pressure. Whatever, I maintain that we had seen at those June reaction lows the worst of the sell-off overall, but that does not mean that we can't see further weakness for a number of these stock markets. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty convinced we will, and that has nothing to do with events in the Middle East, but I think it was always on the cards that we would need to see markets pull back and find support near, as I said before, near or above those lows, to indicate that a support building process was underway, capable of a fueling a further rally. So against this background here, I certainly feel no need to rush back into the markets. And part of the vulnerability for markets is that who does feel the need to go rushing back into these markets? Now, it's not going to be the momentum players, that's for sure. The value investors, well, they may be nibbling, but they're going to confine it to just that, nibbling. And there may well be some redemptions coming in. And I described before, I think going into the hospital for my operation on the 26th of June, I described the environment that we were likely to see as one of apathy. So scary sell-off, then a partial recovery, and then that peters out and we get the apathy market. And that's a recipe for drifting back down to test or breach for a while the lows that we had seen previously. So I'm happy to keep powder dry, to coin a phrase, in terms of cash, rather than go running back into the markets at this stage. Okay, what about the government bonds? Well, you know I don't like that sector. If stock markets are really weak, then they can steady up, as we've seen recently, but these rallies are certainly not exciting. I maintain the government bonds are in the early stages of a secular bear market. I don't want to go near them. I think that there's too much debt around and that it doesn't yield enough to be really attractive. I know a lot of people have been saying, "Well, go into bonds. You know, that's you get that nice 5% yield and a bit more in some against the all the uncertainties in the stock market." Well, frankly, I'd rather have the cash than go in and buy for something that I'm hoping will stay steady for a while in what, again, I maintain is a secular bear market. That's long-dated government bonds. Okay, currencies. Currencies. Now, the dollar has traditionally had a role as a safe haven, bolt-hole currency in times of international crisis, and there have been enough people who have recalled that and have been repeating that historical fact to help to make it so. That's the way it is with markets, and most of that, I think, probably there have been more people covering their shorts in the U.S. dollar than there have been retreating back into U.S. dollars. But again, U.S. investors had pushed a lot of money into foreign markets, overseas markets, and they've pulled some of that back again, and so presumably that money more often than not goes into dollar deposits for a while. So that's, I think, basically the story. And having seen the dollar steady, we are really well. I'm just watching these charts. See, I can see overhead resistance on a number of them. I don't think that the dollar is going to get any kind of major move on the upside. I said ages ago that it had peaked in that November high, said it at the time, and that we would range our way erratically back down towards the 80 level on the US dollar index, and that's still my view. I don't see any reason to change that. From a practical short-term standpoint, though, we would need to see downward dynamics by the dollar to indicate that that short covering and maybe a little bit of long buying is ending or over. And until that happens, we may see the dollar push a wee bit higher in here. But as I said, this is a pretty good gain today, and that will grab a few headlines, and some people have certainly sat up and taken notice. Okay, and that finally pressured the precious metals, which, as I mentioned before, had an awfully good run. So they're pulling back, and will need to find support. Again, having seen a key day reversal in gold today, I would think it's more likely than not that we'll get a bit of follow-through on the downside. Maybe not a whole lot, but again, having seen the precious metals run up, investors now are seeing a little bit of selling pressure, and they will want to see support demonstrated above that June reaction low. Well, I think they'll, or was it the May reaction low? Let me get it straight. I'll just put that chart up, and here it is. When was that reaction? Oh, it was June, and it was way down on the below the 550 level. I don't expect that to be tested. As I've said before, I felt that that was the low. But could we come back to 600, 625, 600? Yeah, possibly. Possibly. And here, having had a bearish signal in here today. And if that happens, that would be a buy signal. Again, in my view, I do think that gold will remain a good performing asset more often than not, and it doesn't require dollar weakness to achieve that. Now, if you have a look actually in the chart library at some of the relative and ratio charts, see gold and the various different currencies, you can see that it rallied a long way back up towards those May highs against pretty well every currency, and it's hardly surprising that there's a little bit of resistance near that level. So we're still in that medium-term corrective phase for precious metals, but they've put up a far better showing than stock markets, and we shouldn't be surprised by that at all. And lastly, in here, industrial metals, well, they've put up a much better performance than stock markets overall, but in this nervous market environment overall, they're going to have some frightened moments, and they're experiencing one of those in here today. And precious, sorry, the energy side. I noticed in the International Herald Tribune's headline today, they were saying that following the G8 that in St. Petersburg, that there'd been sort of an agreement on efforts to stabilize energy prices and make sure that there was enough and that prices wouldn't be spiking too much higher. It's one of those sort of bland comments, but it's enough to cause some of the people who are long oil, I think, to take some profits and maybe even tempt their hand with shorting a little bit, and so pulling back to some support. But suffice it to say that oil is part of the supply inelasticity meets rising demand theme here overall. Long-term charts look great, so this is just sort of backing and filling within the overall upward trend. And I think that we will see higher levels before, well, we'll certainly see higher levels, I think, later on this summer. And what might frighten the oil markets more than events currently taking place in the Middle East would be a big hurricane heading into the Gulf of Mexico towards that Louisiana region where all those rigs and refining facilities are. Okay, well, I think I've rambled on enough here, so I'll just say interesting day and all the best to you.